And with us here, we have the president of the Commemorative Air Force.
So I like the original name better.
I do too, but, you know, things change.
And, yes, they do.
This is Stephen Brown?
Stephen Brown.
Stephen Brown, okay. And you guys are sponsoring, underwriting, inviting, and providing Aaron Tippin's Red, White, and Loud concert.
That's right. Now, the name changed, but the mission stays the same. And honoring American military aviation is what we do. And we found a new way to do it and a new way to bring a new audience and attention to what we're doing with our friend and partner, Aaron Tippin. I got to know Aaron a few years ago, and we got together at ICAS over a year ago and sat down and came up with this idea when we knew Fifi was coming out. And he's kind of been involving himself more and more in the aviation world as far as having shows at air shows. So we found a way to tie in his music with our airplanes and his patriotic outlook at life and what he does for the troops long before he ever got together with us. And we decided to put him and Fifi together and put him on the tour, on the road. We've also used him with other bombers, our B-24, B-25s, and we go around the country and look to provide the Red, White, and Loud concert, which is Aaron typically performing right there, nestled in between the wing and fuselage of the airplane. But because we've got this great venue of Theater in the Woods, we're going to bring Aaron to Theater in the Woods tonight, and we'll find a way to bring Fifi into the tent with us, which you'll have to come and see how we do that.
Yeah, that'd be a trick.
Won't that be something?
That's right. You'll actually see Fifi fly within the Theater in the Woods, so you have to come see it. He puts on a great show. Starts at 6:45, and you know, there's no more motivated, and you know, he's known as the hardest working man in country music, and he certainly does it. So we've managed to go around the country and bring a new audience to aviation within the country music world, and a lot of people don't know how accomplished an aviator that Aaron is.
That was my next question. He is a pilot, but apparently he's much more.
Oh, definitely.
Well, what's interesting is he grew up, his father was an FBO. His father had a fixed base operation.
Okay.
His uncle also worked with him. His father ended up with the Wright Brothers Award, 50-year award, and his uncle ended up with the Charlie Taylor 50-year maintenance. So he comes from a long line. He wanted to be an aviator. He wanted to be a commercial pilot, and he had his private by 17 and was a commercial pilot hauling freight and a corporate pilot by the time he was 20 years old. So he had flew a lot. He wanted to become an airline pilot, but then the 70s slow cutback hit. So he ended up going to do
the next most logical thing. You know,
right.
Can't fly airplanes, let's play music.
Yeah. But he went airplanes, welder, music.
Oh, there was a welder in there.
Yeah,
there
so
you
he,
go.
He was welding, and he went on a talent show and in Nashville. And he won his first show, and then he didn't win the next one. But on his way out of town, a country music legend said, "Hey, Aaron, I think you've got what it takes." So he moved to Nashville, started playing and writing songs, and next thing you know,
the rest is history.
Yeah, I've had the privilege of meeting him a couple of times at the ICAS concert or conventions and concert. He's played there as well.
Yep.
And he is just a fantastic supporter of aviation. The man loves aircraft.
You're absolutely right. He's huge. He's qualified in our B-25 now. He's got time in the B-24, and we will qualify him in the B-29 this coming year. So he will be a bona fide CAF co-pilot in the B-29. He's got that kind of time and experience. All the guys that fly with him are very, very complimentary. And he'll tell you his favorite line is, he's airplane stupid.
There you
or
go.
As he said, I'm airplane stupid.
Yeah, well, you get that here too. I just want to know if he sings his radio jet talk.
Well,
this is Commemorative Air Force Fifi.
Part of the show you're going to see tonight, if you come to the concert, is there's a pretty cool way that he actually finds a way to sing in the cockpit, and we do that as well at the show. So it's a really cool concert, and you know, it's a perfect night to come out. Last night, Autumn and I were running around, and Lieutenant Dan was playing, big concert there. We went over to the Ford Fly-In Theater. It's just a beautiful setting to come out and enjoy the evening entertainment, and especially with a high-energy guy like Aaron. He has a lot of fun. There's some funny stuff in it, some very patriotic stuff in it. And we involve the Veterans Airlift Command. I don't know if you guys have talked to them and their mission. They do a great job for the Wounded Warriors, where they get pilots out there to donate their time and aircraft to fly Wounded Warriors around the country for their doctor's appointments and where their family, and we'll have one of their veterans on stage tonight and talk. He had over 60 surgeries, and Veterans Airlift Command provided all of his transportation for him and his family to these really tough surgeries.
Man, that's great. Has Aaron expressed any desire to fly any of the Commemorative Air Force's fighter aircraft?
Oh, yes. It's funny you mention that. One of the requirements for to even qualify to get into a CF fighter is you have to have 200 hours of T6 time. So Aaron found that out, and he really wants to fly a Mustang. That's a big dream of his. So he went out last year and bought a T6, and now is spending a lot of time flying his T6 out of his place. He owns four airplanes, the Helio Courier, Stearman, one other airplane, and then now the T6. And so he's building up his time. So you can expect to see him in a CF fighter in the next probably 12 to 24 months.
Does his father still own the FBO?
Well, he doesn't. His father's passed away a few years ago, but and he doesn't own the FBO, but his Uncle Billy's still alive and lives out there with him on his farm and still working on, I think Uncle Billy's like 83 years old now, he's still working on Aaron's planes with him, and Aaron's also an A&P.
So, nice. Wow, talented guy.
He is a talented guy. He drives tractors, welders. Well,
you know, if this music thing doesn't work out, he's got a fallback.
Yeah, really.
I mean, he'd be the first one to tell you. I mean, he's about as easygoing guy I've ever met. I've gotten to become real good personal friends with him just from working with him. And it was just not a more down-to-earth guy. And a guy who appreciates his fans. We've gotten to travel with him a lot. We've seen him when he's not on stage. And anytime he's approached by his fans, he couldn't be nicer, more accommodating for pictures or autographs or talking to somebody about everything from hunting to airplanes.
Sounds like our kind of guy, a typical EAA-er.
You know, yeah. That's exactly right.
So that's the constraint. The airplane has to be able to hold him and one guitar.
He'll borrow one. He'll borrow yours if you get there.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll find him one of those folding guitars this week. He'll probably like that.
He probably already has one.
I think, as a matter of fact, we're bringing Aaron here a little bit later in the afternoon for your show, isn't
very
that right?
Cool. Well,
at 11:30, we're going to have him back. And I will make him bring his guitar. So if your listeners out there will be, tune in until 11:30 at least, we'll have him sing a little song for him.
Very good.
Oh, that's going to be
great. Oh, no, the Air Venture Blues.
Yeah, part three.
Part three.
Rick Reynolds, are you listening?
Yeah, oh, don't worry. He'll be down here.
I'm sure he is.
Oh, yes. Good old Rick. We worked together when I was here at EA. Good friend, and you're right.
Great guy.
He does like to play his guitar. Yep. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So what other plans does the Commemorative Air Force have regarding Aaron Tippin's involvement with you guys?
Well, we've got a lot of plans on a lot of fronts. Aaron, we plan to continue to do the Red, White, and Loud tour. We'll probably develop the next generation of it. One of the things that's we've just got a good start on. We'll do four venues this year, so there's a lot more venues for us to go to. Taking our bombers there, having them perform with the bomber as the backdrop. That's the original premise. Because of Theater in the Woods, we're going to do it there. But typically, we have the bomber as the backdrop, and then Aaron ends up on the wing of the airplane singing his closing number. So we've got that going on. We've got some really exciting stuff going on with our Red Tail Squadron. That's a touring trailer that's going to travel around. We got a chance to meet with George Lucas for an hour yesterday because of his movie coming out, which they debuted the trailer at the Ford Theater last night. So we got to spend an hour with him, quality time, showed him what the movie we have going on in our trailer. And it was quite an honor for us because he was genuinely excited about the educational mission we're providing. He's got the Hollywood end with the drama and the fun and the excitement and the cool factor of it, and we're really the educational end of it, and he likes that, and so we look to find a way to work with Lucasfilm going forward in the next year as well. So besides that,
just
of course,
keeps getting better.
Yeah, it's been a great show for the CF. We've had great airplanes here with the SB2C, which you're going to talk to those guys, and being on the cover of all the brochures here, flying with the F-18, our SBD and other Navy stuff, the Zero, and so we've just had a great collection of airplanes like those.
Wait a minute, wasn't that Aaron?
You want to bet he's in the back of one of those airplanes?
No,
right,
he probably
now
has his here, trying to sneak out of flight every chance he can get.
That's right. So we've just got a lot of great stuff going on, and our mission is to take these great airplanes of the past and use them to educate the next generation on how we got our freedom and how we can keep our freedom.
Will we see the Commemorative Air Force pick up some jets, start moving into the Korean era?
You know, we have some Korean Air stuff. We have a T-33. We have an F-86, which is being restored. The T-33 is flying out of Memphis. The F-86 is out of Reno, and it's being restored right now. We've got a MiG-17 that's flyable. So we do, you know, the big challenge for us, we're a member volunteer organization. Other than myself and a few paid staff back at headquarters, the 8,000 members are what make these airplanes go, from a monetary standpoint, from a repair, from a flight standpoint. So it's our members that make it happen. And you know, those jet engines do suck a bit of gas, and Avgas isn't getting, or Jet A are not getting any cheaper. So we certainly endeavor to continue that on. World War II has been our primary focus, probably will continue to be, but we always look for opportunities to move into the Vietnam era. You know, we're looking into helicopters. If we can get into a Huey or a 58, which is what I flew, that would be a great thing for us as well. But it's just one of those things, we keep moving forward and see what happens.
I was going to say, you're going to try to get an F-100 by any chance?
Yeah, the we can get F-100s. The problem is, it's just getting it off the ground sucks so much, just sucking dollar bills right through the intake.
Well, you've already got the in-flight refueler. Just get Fifi refitted.
That's right. That's right. You know, just getting her in the air, as you probably know, was $1.2 million for four new engines from Mr. You know, Jim Cavanaugh came forward very generously and made that happen for us. But so it's a challenge to keep the 152 airplanes we got now flying.
Oh, I believe that. And I'd hate to see your insurance bill. That's got to be monstrous.
Yeah. Well, we fortunately work with the Air Capital and Air Specialty to make that happen. They do a great job in managing to work that amongst our fleets. But all of this stuff definitely costs money. And you know, we need the membership to come along and be a part of it. The great thing is, all of our members are colonels. Everybody, when they join, gets to be a colonel. And so we need members, and so we say be a colonel and join up, or go to commemorativeairforce.org, or where our tent is right down there right off of ConocoPhillips Plaza, and we'd love to talk with you and love you having to come on board and be a member.
All right.
Sounds like a plan.
Where can they find out more about doing just that?
Once again, go to commemorativeairforce.org. And that's where you can find out all you want about our airplanes. Down at our tent, we've got the unit locator maps. On the website, we've got unit locator maps. There's 70 units scattered over 27 states, and you can join one of those, or we've had people start their own.
There you go.
Could you imagine that? Colonel Fast Eddie and Colonel Digital Dave.
No, that's a scary prospect.
The world is not ready for it.
And on that note, thank you for joining us, Stephen.
Guys,
and,
thank you.
Good luck. Keep them flying, by all means.
And thanks for bringing Fifi.
Wow. It was great to see her fly yesterday.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
All right.
Always.
This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and you're listening to Hot Start on EAA Radio.